Great. So let's begin this video. We're going to look at fluency for part one questions. And first of all here, let's look at the present simple tense and how we can use this in different answers. So you can use the present simple to talk about things that are true now, routines that you have, or things that happen regularly, okay? So we could say, for example, I live in Spain. My brother lives in Manchester. The form of the present simple is I, you, we, they, plus the verb, right? But remember, he, she, or it is the verb plus the S sound, right? So I live in Spain. He lives in London. He lives in London, right? If you want the full explanation of the grammar, it's in the PDF file. You can see more details. So the first question, right, is do you often run? Okay, repeat the answer with me. As a matter of fact, I do. Repeat. And the intonation, d-d-d-d-d-d-d. Repeat. As a matter of fact, I do. Repeat. Great. And really feel the stress on do. As a matter of fact, I do. Great. Continuing, I'm really into running. Intonation, d-d-d-d-d-d-d. Get that? D-d-d-d-d-d-d. I'm really into running. Nice. Next bit, I run twice a week. D-d-d-d-d. I run twice a week. Fantastic. Let's put it all together, as you can see. Listen and repeat. As a matter of fact, I do. I'm really into running. I run twice a week. Nice. Brilliant. Good. So, do you run twice a week? I don't run twice a week, actually. But... So here, possible substitutes, right, for run twice a week. You could say most days. Most days, people often make the mistake of saying most days, but because the T and the D are the same place, it just becomes one. Most days. Most days. Can you hear that? So, I run most days. I'm really into running. I run most days. Great. Remember, be repeating with me, okay? We could also say regularly. I run regularly. I'm really into running. I run regularly. Nice. Or instead of regularly, on a regular basis. On a regular basis. On a regular basis. On a regular basis. I run on a regular basis. Great. Okay. Or if, like me, you don't run that often, so when it's less common, you could say once in a while, once in a while, once in a, just one sound, once in a while. Try it. I run once in a while. Now and then, now and then, now and then. Right? The and becomes an, and it's now when. Now and then. I run now and then. I run now and then. Okay. So you might say, I'm not really into running. I run now and then. Good. Or instead of now and then, now and again. Now and again. So notice there's linking with now, now and again. Now and again. Brilliant. It's just one sound. Now and again. I run now and again. I'm not really into running. I run now and again. Brilliant. Very, very nice. Great. That's our first question. So you can see with the repetition, substitution, keep practicing. Let's do the next question. Do you like reading? Repeat with me. Yeah, I'm a big fan of reading. D, 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 D. Yeah, I'm a big fan of reading. Great. I'm really into crime novels, actually. Great. Notice that actually, it has a falling, rising. Actually. And we use that a lot to indicate we're going to carry on and say more, which I am in a moment, okay? I'm really into crime novels, actually. Say that, actually. Great. And now I carry on. I do like Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie, famous writer, British writer, maybe 100 years ago, but one of the best, right? Hercule Poirot, maybe you've heard of her. Him, her, she's Agatha. Agatha Christie is the woman. Hercule Poirot is the protagonist, right? The main detective in her stories. Where was I? I do like Agatha Christie. Intonation. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Great. Feel that stress, word stress. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. I do like Agatha Christie. Fantastic. Let's put it all together. So, do you like reading? Yes, I'm a big fan of reading. Or, yeah, I'm a big fan of reading. I'm really into crime novels, actually. I do like Agatha Christie. Whoa, fantastic, excellent. So, possible substitutions. I mean, I mentioned crime novels, but maybe you like other things, maybe thrillers, right? Or suspense books. So you could say, I'm really into thrillers, actually. Yeah, get that actually. Or biographies. I'm really into biographies, actually. Or I'm really into romance novels, actually. Lovely. What's true for you? Ah, interesting. Great. Let's move on. Next question. Do you like reading? Repeat with me. Not much. D-D. Not much. It's not really my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. Something that I don't like very much. It's not really my cup of tea. Dee 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 dee. It's not really my cup of tea. Good. I tend to listen to music. Dee 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 dee. I tend to listen to music whenever I have free time. Dee 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 dee. Whenever I have free time. Great, let's put the whole answer together. Not much. It's not really my cup of tea. I tend to listen to music whenever I have free time. Excellent. Great. I tend to do something means I have a tendency to do it. I tend to do this. I tend to do that. Great. Possible substitutes. For any free time, right, we've got some nice expressions. Time on my hands. Time on my hands means I have free time. A spare moment means free time, free moments, a spare moment. Or time to kill, right? If I want to kill time, it means I've got, you know, extra time with nothing to do. Time, not to, but to. Time to kill. Time to kill. Let's just practice those. Whenever I have time on my hands. Excellent. Whenever I have a spare moment. I tend to listen to music whenever I have a spare moment. That's it. Whenever I have time to kill. Great. Okay. Brilliant. Very, very nice. Let's move on. Another question. Do you cook? I love cooking, actually. Yes, I do. I cook whenever. Oh, that's my answer. Stop. Let me go through bit by bit. Yes, I'm rather fond of cooking. Even better, actually. Yes, I do. Right? Repeating the I do is such a natural thing to do, and it really can make a nice impression, right? So let's try again, Keith. Do you cook? Yes, I do. I'm rather fond of cooking. Dee 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 dee. Yes, I do. I'm rather fond of cooking. To tell you the truth. Dee 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 dee. To tell you the truth. Notice the to tell becomes to tell. Like time to kill, to tell. To tell you the truth. The you becomes ya. To tell you the truth. Great. I find it really relaxing. Dee 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 dee. I find it really relaxing. Nice. Again, I keep doing this. It means all together. So, do you cook? Yes, I do. I'm rather fond of cooking, to tell you the truth. I find it really relaxing. Excellent. Nice. And a good answer, right? To tell you the truth is a nice little, you know, to be honest, frankly speaking, to tell you the truth. Substitutes for relaxing. Some nice words here. So I find it relaxing. I find it calming. I find it exciting. I find it therapeutic. What a word. Hey, brilliant word. Therapeutic. Therapeutic. It means relaxing, right? Almost healing, right? Really good for your heart and soul. I find it therapeutic. Nice. Some great answers there. Lovely. We're going to move on to our last question. Do you play water sports? Not really, to be honest. Not really, to be honest. I don't play any water sports. I don't play any water sports. I don't have much chance where I live. I don't have much chance where I live. Do you play water sports? Not really, to be honest. I don't play any water sports. I don't have much chance where I live. Cool. Excellent. That's it. End of the first video. All about the present simple tense.